recent weeks, Senegal has had repeated protests in which demonstrators are denouncing incumbent President Abdoulaye Wade and his decision to run for a third term on February 26. Walid Faris, an international relations expert in Washington, who predicted the so-called Arab Spring, thinks Africa's Sahel region, from Sudan to Senegal, will have more and more protests against autocratic governments and bad governance as social media develops. Faris says civil society activists on the internet, as well as several radical Islamic groups and a few ethnic insurgencies in the region, want change.
With the rise of technology, I mean, where you're going to have internet, you're going to have similar uprisings because of the connectivity ability of these forces. So it's not going to be as massive as in Tunisia or in Egypt or even in Benghazi and Tripoli, but it's going to find its way.
Carl Levon, an Africa expert from American University, says growing disappointment in the outcome of Africa's many elections is also playing a part.
In many countries, Africans don't feel like democracy is consolidating. They, in fact, feel like autocracy is consolidating. And that is a volatile combination for people who are otherwise used to going to the polls and who placed high hopes in democratic political reform.
Equatorial Guinea's Teodoro Obiang Nguema and Angola's José Eduardo dos Santos are the longest-serving leaders, both of them in power since 1979. In a close third place in terms of length of tenure is Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe, in power since 1980. This year, protests in sub-Saharan Africa have been successful not to change a regime, but to force a government to review unpopular policies. This happened when Nigeria's government decided to lower gasoline prices. An earlier subsidy slash had caused them to more than double. A young Nigerian engineer at a protest in Lagos last month, Adeboye Foroa, had this warning for leaders.
They are not in tune with the pulse of their environment. They need to walk out of their office onto the streets and just listen for a change.
Analysts say that with more social media organizing these types of protests, as well as radical movements also seeking change, street demonstrations and regional insurrections are likely to escalate across the continent. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Washington.